our community partners.
It's the 110th anniversary of PO News in downtown Sheridan, and that can only mean one thing. A big old party with all their friends. May 9th, from 4 to 8 p.m., they'll be partying in the street with their famous Sheridan beer brewed by Gruner Brothers Brewery, cigar pairings, food from PO News, and live music by Jeannie Lee and The Reckoning. Put on your party shoes and head on down. It's the 110th anniversary of PO News, May 9th. Sponsored in part by First Northern Bank and Sheridan Media.
This announcement brought to you by Farmers Co-op Country Store on Coffin Avenue, home of the Ligursky Sausage Lunch.
Join us for the first annual Delta Waterfowl Fundraising Banquet happening May 9th at the Sheridan Fairgrounds. Doors open at 5:30 with dinner served at 7. Enjoy a night of family fun, conservation, and community featuring gun raffles, live and silent auctions. Tickets are available in advance or at the door. Contact Frosty Music at 751-0141 or visit deltawaterfowl.org to get yours today.
Your time is valuable, and so is your marketing investment. The Sheridan Media Marketing Group provides a complete strategic approach to help your business grow. We develop a clear, customized plan that aligns your digital, social media, radio, television, and print so every message works together, and the result is greater efficiency, stronger brand consistency, and measurable results, and no scattered efforts or wasted dollars. Just a smarter way to market your business. Contact the Sheridan Media Marketing Group at sales@sheridanmedia.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, May 4th, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we are joined by Hubbon Smith, Front of House Supervisor Ryan Legler, and Director of Development Ryan Koltiska. It's a day of the Ryans. Good morning and welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How have things been at the Hub?
Things are good. Yeah, we've had it's just amazing to see. One of the things I've been watching lately is just how many new people we're getting.
Oh, great.
We have new people coming in every day. I can't remember the number exactly from this last month, but there were like 50 new people signing up, but not to mention just like the regulars, people that are like re-registering, but like people moving to town, like new to the area, new people coming to the Hub, and it's a lot. So it's exciting.
That's fantastic to hear. And what a great place to kind of get into the mix of things. The Hub on Smith, its name alone fits exactly what it does. It's kind of the hub of everything that's happening. And not just for seniors anymore, which is something I spoke with a lot of people about over the years. This is really updating around here. And so I've got to ask you, with these new faces coming in, are they stopping by for chow, or are they coming in, they're eating, they're signing up for classes, they're getting involved in the programs?
It's a little bit of everything. We just see, you know, there's so many age ranges we serve, 60 plus, you know, so that can go up to 100 plus, right? So there's, at the different ages, there's different desires. There's people in their 60s. There was a gal I talked to this past week who, she started coming to the Hub because of ping pong.
Oh,
you know, just very active, really came, started playing ping pong, and then had never really done lunch before there. And then some of the people that she played ping pong with, they invited her to lunch. So she had lunch one day, and it was a bingo day and had a lot of fun. And so now she sits at the table with her friends at, you know, for lunch and plays ping pong. But then there's people that come because they need, you know, some serious services, whether it's they're homebound and they need the services for food and healthcare, dementia care. So it's like, it's a huge range of needs, but it's what's really great, I think, is that we can meet all of those needs.
Yeah. And we've got this more seniors in our community. And when I say our community, I mean like nationwide, than ever before. And this was a need that the Hub and I have been talking about since I really sat down in this seat.
Yeah.
You saw this coming. And so now you're actually really seeing the door open and you're seeing them come in. And are you guys thinking about expanding anything, or are you happy with where things are at right now, but maybe a little more in the future depending?
Yeah, I think right now what we're looking at is is not increasing what we provide. You know, a lot of the services we provide are great. And you know, there's always room for improvement and there's always new needs that pop up. But because there is more need, what we want to make sure is that we're stable enough to meet the increased demand within each program versus expanding to different programs or new programs, that type of thing. What we want to make sure is that we're, what we are doing, we can continue to do.
And strengthen the walls as opposed to extend the city. Right.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. Well, Ryan L.
Yeah.
Do the old teacher thing. How long have you been down at the Hub?
Oh, I'm just coming up on 2 years now.
2 years.
Yeah.
Now, what are the responsibilities of the front of the house supervisor?
My primary function is to make sure there's coffee at all times. All times. Yes. So we do breakfast and we do lunch. And so I help facilitate those services. We have got an incredible kitchen staff who makes incredible food, high quality, with a lot of love. And so I'm just there to facilitate, to make sure that when people come in, they feel welcome, they get what they need, and have a great meal and enjoy each other, you know? And so, yeah.
Yeah. Is a lot of it, so are you the guy I see? And feel free to say, nope, that's somebody else. But are you the guy I see? I walk in. Maybe I don't know the lay of the land. Maybe I'm one of these new folks. I don't know the programs or anything like that. So I want to kind of figure out what's happening.
Yeah.
So just sit down, have a conversation with you, or maybe pull you aside for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah. So people come in, and they're usually the first point of contact will be the front desk. And so that person will help guide them to wherever they're going. Hi, I'm new. I need to sign up. Or, hey, I heard you guys have a knitting class. Do we have that one program, that one speaker coming in today? You know, so like Ryan said, people come in for a whole different variety of needs and desires. And so if I'm the first point of contact, great. I'll get you to where you need to go. And then I'll just invite you and be like, hey, don't forget, we've got this going on. Hey, you got this. What I love about the Hub, I started out as a prep cook dishwasher and starting to work those lunch services. And on Tuesdays and Fridays, oh boy, it's a party when we have bingo. And I'm working behind the salad bar, and it didn't take me too long to realize, oh, this is just like high school, you know? There's the popular gals, there's the jocks, there's the lonely artists, you know, and it was so refreshing to acknowledge that, you know, age is literally just a number.
Yeah.
We're still the same human beings underneath. And it's like a third place. Have you heard of that concept? So your first place is home. Your second place is work. And we all need a third place, somewhere where we can be ourselves outside of our duties, roles, and responsibilities, to where we can just, yeah, be ourselves and interact in that way. And that's what I love about the Hub is we get the opportunity to do that there. You know, the meals, the ping pong, the ukulele group, they're just excuses for us to build relationships. And so...
That's a great way of looking at it, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I love it.
And it's fantastic opportunities for a lot of folks to walk in there. Because that's what it is. It's all about relationships, getting involved in the community. That's one thing that, Ryan, you and I talk about a lot. If you're new to town, you don't know what you want to do, or you want to kind of put your finger on the pulse of what's going on, head to the Hub.
Yeah.
Have some lunch. And speaking of lunch, there the meals program that happens down there, is it just, it's twofold, right? So you've got meals at home and then you've got meal services there at the Hub.
Yeah. We've got our dining room there that Ryan is in charge of, is our, what we call our congregate meal, dining room meal. So it's one where you can come and join. Then there's the home delivered meals, which is, actually we serve more meals home delivered, but our dining room is full a lot too, but that just shows how much need is out there. And then we actually have other sites around the community. We've got down at in Dayton, we have a congregate dining site at the community center there. And we serve in Story and Bighorn. And we have another actual congregate site at Heritage Towers as well. So we're serving meals all over the place.
Now, Ryan, when it comes to Ryan L, sorry, when it comes to preparing these meals, how early are you guys getting in the kitchen in the morning?
Well, our main man, Rick, gets in at least 5 in the morning to get the process going. And then our breakfast cook, she shows up right little after that. And then by 6 o'clock, the full kitchen staff is there getting things going. And like Kultiska just said, we have those home-delivered meals in all the sites. So we deliver, through the help of our volunteers, about 275 hot meals every single day.
Wow.
5 days a week. And then on top of that, we do anywhere from, could be as low as 60 up to 200 meals in the dining room on lunch. So Mondays might be a little bit slower, relaxed, laid back. And then Tuesday we got bingo. So there's 120 to 200, you know. And then Wednesday might be a little quieter. But Thursday, then we've got team trivia. So it gets a little busier, you know. And then sometimes we'll have like Dr. Sam Hoffman, the optometrist. He'll come by and play piano for us.
Oh, wow.
You know, Abby Taylor, she plays piano and sings for us, you know. And, you know, so it's every day's different, but you're going to see your friends, you're going to make relationships and
that's
yeah.
amazing.
And like, then you can help out too, if you want.
That's one of those situations that makes it so unique. You got there's a piano right there in the dining hall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people are just like, you know what?
Little baby grand.
I'm gonna sing a song. I think mm-hmm. that's absolutely amazing. You're not going to get that just about any other restaurant. Now, when people are coming in for breakfast in the morning, I know about, having to feed a lot of people. So you kind of prep it all out, get everything ready. Usually there's a rotation in a cafeteria. Now, I'm speaking from military point of view, where I know, okay, it's Monday, it's French toast day, and then it's Tuesday, so we got pancakes today, and they would rotate. It was either one or the other all the time, but never both. What do you guys offer when I come through at breakfast? What can I look forward to?
Oh, we got a fantastic breakfast. So everything's made to order. You come up to the window, wow. You'll get your menu. You'll pick out, do I want French toast? Do I want pancakes, biscuits, and gravy? You got a couple of options. How you like your eggs? You put your name on it. You hand it in, and then it's made to order. And when it's ready, we'll call your name and either bring it to you. You can come get it yourself. And so they're delicious. And Lupe, she's the cook. She does a fantastic job. And everything's included in that $6 suggested donation. Now, if you're registered, you just scan in $6 suggested donation, a breakfast made to order that includes coffee, milk, hot tea, iced tea, whatever you like. And you don't have to tip, which breaks my heart. But yeah, that's what we got going on. And it's
you can tell him he's looking good. Looking good.
There you go.
I get a lot of hugs, so
that makes up for it.
Totally.
Now you talked about some activities that are going on while you guys sit there and eat. Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
You guys play bingo in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
While everyone's eating their meal.
Yep. So lunch starts. We start serving food at 11:30. But you want to come a little early to get your seat. People are showing up at around like 10:30, hanging out, getting their coffee, and the dining room fills up. And then since there's so many people, we release people by table, so you're not having to stand in a huge long line. But we get everybody fed in like 15 minutes. Everybody's got their plate. They're enjoying their lunch, sitting down. We start bussing. And then around 12:15, we start the game. And it's a one continuous bingo game. And our prizes, we've got We've got chips. So if you bingo, you can get a chip, which is worth half a meal. And so, you know, the goal is to win a couple so you can get a get a free meal. And then if you win blackout, the winner of blackout gets two meal tickets. But then everybody at their table gets a meal ticket too.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty fun. And then what I love is when people bring prizes. So somebody will come in and be like, I got these six boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Let's give them away as prizes. You know, one lady, Dorothy, brought in a bunch of Avon material, you know. And so those are really fun. People are making crocheting prizes and everything. And so it's awesome.
Yeah. And prizes could be anything on any given day. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a draw. You go in, you might be going home with something crocheted, a new bag, or you might end up with some Girl Scout cookies, which is something that, I'd be willing to bingo for. All right.
Yeah.
I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with the Hub on Smith in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust customers, your next adventure could start with your debit card.
With the Rooted in Adventure sweepstakes, every eligible purchase earns you an entry.
Just use your First Federal MasterCard debit card now through July 31st.
Don't have one? Visit First Federal to get your card and start earning entries.
The more you use it, the more chances you'll receive.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago.
Or a $1,000 or $500 prepaid MasterCard.
Just go online to efirstfederal.bank for full details.
I'm here with Candace Kindred with Teriyaki Madness, and I hear things are heating up.
Tommy, hi, they are. We're growing fast and expanding in Wyoming, which means real opportunities to jump in and grow with us.
So this isn't just a job, it's a chance to build something.
Exactly. Join us for an open house job fair on Tuesday, May 12th at 9 a.m. or 8 p.m. You'll learn about our flexible schedules, weekly pay, free shift meals, and our leadership training program.
Don't miss it Tuesday, May 12th at 9 a.m. or 8 p.m. with Teriyaki Madness on Coffeen Avenue. Show up, meet the team, and get in on the madness.
I love to play sports, and my parents say the more active I am, the better life is for everyone. I'm not sure what that means, but I do know I always bring my water bottle from home. Why? Because my family has the best tasting water ever. We have a water system from Water Products and Solutions. It takes out fluoride and chlorine, and it tastes great. So I drink a lot of water. They can help you, too, with a whole home system or a water dispenser.
Water Products and Solutions, 672-7606.
The following message presented by First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Visit efirstfederal.bank.
Have you ever dreamed of being a member of a natural history museum? Now's your chance, offering exclusive memberships to the Natural History Museum of Wyoming. Go to our website at nhmofwyoming.org and click on the Donate Membership tab and find out more about all the benefits of being a member of the museum. Or stop by the museum at the Mon Center on Sheridan College campus and get your membership there. And we'll see you soon.
Ah, road trips, where the snacks disappear in 5 minutes and somehow you're already asking, are we there yet? The good news, NAPA can at least make sure your car is ready, even if you're not. Enter the Are We There Yet Road Trip Ready sweepstakes for your chance to win a $500 prize package from NAPA, because nothing ruins a road trip faster than your car deciding it's done traveling. Enter now through May 7th on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com. NAPA, keeping your road trip rolling, 1 mile at a time.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. We're speaking with Hubon Smith, front of house supervisor Ryan Legler, and the director of development, Ryan Koltiska. Now, we're discussing the meals program at the Hubon Smith, both in-house and the home delivered. Now, when we look at participation and who can take part in either one, Ryan, Koltiska, who is eligible for Meals at Home? You and I talk about the Meals at Home program a lot because it is so critical and vital to so many people within our Sheridan County community, because it extends out of Sheridan. You guys are delivering meals all over the place. And I again, I want to thank the volunteers that take time out of their days to go and do this because it's a fantastic service. You and I have talked about how sometimes some of these seniors, that's the only contact that they get with someone.
Absolutely.
Is their home-delivered meal individual.
And it is amazing with the volunteers. We just recently checked, and there was 221 volunteers just in the home-delivered meals program that make that happen.
That's a lot of people.
And they delivered 71,000 meals last year.
It's incredible.
Isn't it amazing?
It is.
There's no way we could do that without volunteers. You know, you couldn't, there's no way you could staff that. There's just, the only way it works is through the volunteers.
And it seems like you have no shortage of them. Although we're always looking.
Always looking. It is amazing, though. That is one area that stays pretty well full. And you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if you're looking for a way to serve, like, contact us, because what happens is people roll off, you know, they move away, that type of thing. So there's always, you know, people rolling through, but it's an area that stays pretty well full.
It sounds like, you know, once somebody really starts doing it, they create these relationships, in some cases, create these strong relationships. Well, I better volunteer because I got to go out and check on so-and-so, you know, I got to say hi to so-and-so. And they develop almost like a loyalty to the people that they're with. And I think that's great, man.
Absolutely.
And for some people, that may be their way of giving back. And then they end up with so much more. So let's talk about who's eligible for those meals at home. Maybe someone out there is listening. They're like, you know, I'd love to get mom hooked up with this or grandpa hooked up with this. Who is eligible for those meals?
Yeah. So to start, we, through our funding, we get about 40% of our funding for the program through federal grants. And so that requires that people are 60 plus. And so if you're over 60 plus, you're eligible to register at the hub. So then you're eligible for all of our dining room meals, breakfast, all of that stuff. And then with the home-delivered meals, it's a step further because you have to show the need at home, right? That there's, for some reason, you need us to bring it to you. You know, it's not necessarily like a complete homebound situation. You don't have to be completely homebound. But the intake specialists, what they'll do is walk you through a survey and ask you questions about, you know, your mobility or some of the needs. And so it's through that survey that comes from the state that you would then connect with the need. And it's not like, yeah, you don't have to be completely at home all the time, just, you know, completely unable to do anything else. But there's a few pieces there that show the need for us to bring it to you.
Okay.
So the first step is, you know, come and register. If you're 60 plus, just register at the hub because we have a lot of great things. But then if you feel like you or a family member need that, you know, then our intake specialist, Sandy, does a great job of walking you through that and making sure we get you what you need.
And if you've got a parent or a grandparent who is kind of homebound, there's also so many other great programs at the hub that can really help you out if you're their caretaker. And so make sure that while you're down there registering, that you check into those. Because one thing that we talk about a lot, caregiver needs care too. Needs a break, a bit of a respite. So make sure that you're checking in on that. Now, coming back into the cafeteria itself, we talked a little bit about bingo. There's a trivia day.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, what is involved in trivia day?
Well, team trivia. It starts at around 12:15 on Thursdays. And so we have two rounds of 10 questions each, and then if your table wins, and you do it together, you know, so don't Google it, just ask each other.
No phones, yeah. No phones.
All right. That is a rule.
I checked the security cameras. It's pretty strict. But Christy, our activities director, who's doing a phenomenal job, she runs the team trivia, and like I said, it's two rounds, goes pretty quick, but it's fun, and the winners get ice cream.
Oh, that's great.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, when it comes to trivia games, that was always something that I kind of liked doing back when I was in college with the guys. You all head down to that round table and everyone sits. And this is prior to phones.
Yeah.
So you really had to turn on the thinking caps. And some of the answers that we used to come up with were more funny than right. So we throw them up there anyway. But it's all really, really good fun stuff. So let's talk about... schedules one more time, if you could tell me the kitchen schedules, when folks should pop on in for a meal, breakfast, lunch, because there's no dinner, right? It's breakfast and lunch.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so we start serving breakfast at 7 a.m and breakfast runs till 9 a.m so Monday through Friday 7 to 9, and just come whenever you like.
I will interject there too. You don't have to be 60 plus to eat there.
That's right.
That's the 60 plus is for a registered patron, and you can get the $6 suggested contribution, you know, meal. And that is just based on what you can pay. But if you're a community member, like, I love eating breakfast there. I think it's one of the best breakfasts in town. It's just $10 for a community member, and it's still a great deal because you get your coffee and your made to order, you know, breakfast,
full breakfast
and all of that stuff. So sorry, I just wanted to interject, but it is for everybody. So, absolutely. And it's great too. If you have a grandparent or parent that is eating there and they're registered, you can just jump in and go eat with them. So,
yeah, it's $10, made to order breakfast, great environment. Coffee's really good too. And I make sure that it's always cold.
Now, there is one more thing I want to touch on with, and that is you guys like to have fun while you're in there with themed events every now and then, depending on the day.
Yeah.
And the example that we're going to talk about is Cinco de Mayo, because that's tomorrow.
It is already.
I can't believe it. And so everything will kind of be all Cinco de Mayo'd out.
That's right.
I imagine you guys do the same for like St. Patty's Day and other events like that.
Yes.
So if you've got a very specific day, or maybe you just want to go out and celebrate a specific day, the Hub's going to celebrate with you. All right, guys, I want to thank you both so much for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure. I'm glad you brought Ryan in here. Thank you so much. Just want to say one more time, you're one of the best actors in town, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
I really appreciate that. All right.
He's a pretty darn good front of house supervisor, too. So
absolutely. Go in.
Oh, guys.
Say hi to Ryan. And if it's okay with him, give him a great big hug. The guy deserves it. When we return, we're going to speak with our State Historic Site Superintendent. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust invites you to the Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes.
Now through July, every eligible purchase with your First Federal MasterCard debit card earns an entry.
You don't have a card? Open an account online to start participating.
The more you use your card, the more chances you earn.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago, or prepaid MasterCards worth $1,000 or $500.
The Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes on now at First Federal Bank and Trust. Go to efirstfederal.bank for full details.
Flat rate heating and cooling shops often promise big paydays, but the system doesn't always work in the technician's favor. Training isn't paid, paperwork isn't paid, warranty callbacks often aren't paid, and the customer still pays the same flat rate price whether the repair takes 30 minutes or 3 hours, sometimes with questionable warranty coverage. At Lee Heating and Cooling, we don't play those games. Our journeymen and service techs are paid hourly, every hour worked, and customers are billed time and material. Fair labor for honest work. If you're a skilled technician tired of flat rate nonsense, call Lee Heating and Cooling. Built on integrity, paid by the hour.
It's the 110th anniversary of PO News in downtown Sheridan, and that can only mean one thing, a big old party with all their friends. May 9th, from 4 to 8 p.m., they'll be partying in the street with their famous Sheridan beer brewed by Gruner Brothers Brewery, cigar pairings, food from PO News, and live music by Jeannie Lee and The Reckoning. Put on your party shoes and head on down. It's the 110th anniversary of PO News, May 9th. Sponsored in part by First Northern Bank and Sheridan Media.
Looking for a place that has something for everyone? Smith Alley Brewing, right in downtown Sheridan, combines great food, quality drinks, and family-friendly fun. Kids can enjoy the arcade, you can challenge friends at the pool table, and catch every big play on their giant 70-inch and 90-inch TVs. Savor their new menu and family-friendly pricing in a welcoming, comfortable space for the whole family. Visit Smith Alley Brewing in downtown Sheridan. It's right up your alley.
Here in Wyoming, your roof better be tougher than the weather. At Branded 307 Roofing, we install commercial purlin-bearing roofing, residential metal roofs, and standing seam systems built to handle hail, wind, snow, and whatever else the bighorns can throw at it. Metal roofing is up for the challenge. Whether it's home, shop, ranch, or commercial building, we build roofs that last with craftsmanship that's built different. No shortcuts, no excuses, just quality roofing, period. Call us today, Branded 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Before summer starts, here's a question most people don't think to ask. Does your umbrella policy actually cover your boat, your UTV, your ATV? Because here's the catch. An umbrella only works if the underlying policy covers it first. And if those are excluded, your umbrella may not step in either. Iron Valley Insurance Group helps families make sure their coverage is built the right way from the start. Visit Jessica Weaver, certified insurance counselor in Sheridan, and take a look at what your umbrella really covers and what it doesn't. Iron Valley Insurance Group. Forged in strength, guided by compassion. Request a quote at ironvalleyins.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For a second part this morning, I am joined by State Historic Site Superintendent Sherry Mooney Shada. Good morning. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How are the sites?
We're good. We're up and running for the year. So both Trail End and Fort Phil Kearny are now open through, well, Trail End through December, and new for the fort, we're open year round now.
Now, when it comes to the Trail End, something that you and I talk about quite a bit, Floyd is a bit infatuated with the whole house. Okay, I'll get over it one day, I promise you. But one thing that I've always kind of been curious, are you getting a lot of foot traffic through Trail End? People really still going up there wanting to see that home?
Yes, we do. Right now it's school tour season, so we're getting all the third graders studying Sheridan history. They come through in May, and so that's our biggest, that's what May is. It's school tour season, school tour palooza, and because there's a lot of kids and we love it, and then they'll bring their families back throughout the summer, which is fun.
Yeah,
because they come in and they're like, we've been here before on a school tour. We're like, great, you can give a guided tour to your family. And then they start going around and you hear what they're saying. We're like, oh my gosh, they did listen. Like, they really learned something and they loved it and they brought their family, and that's really fun to see. And then and then we'll start getting more of the traveling public this summer. We have a ton of bus tours coming through from all over the country. And so, we're picking up.
Now, another site that you've watched over for years now, and another one of my favorite historic sites in the entire nation, that's the fort.
Yeah.
This place, if you haven't been up there, folks, it's really an opportunity to learn some of the best Western history that you can imagine comes from right here in our area. And a lot of people don't realize that. I didn't realize. I thought I knew Wyoming. And then I visited here and I was like, I didn't know anything. So many great stories.
Oh, yeah.
Come from right here. They may have been adapted. They may have been changed. But the true history happened right up the road.
Yeah.
And you guys have got a brand new center. Tell me about it.
We do. We received a Helmsley Charitable Trust Fund grant and built our new addition onto the fort. And then this past year, we've worked with a professional design company to install our permanent exhibits. And so now when you come in, you can experience the site in a whole different way. You can learn about both the Native American side of the history as well as the military side of the history. We've got Cheyenne stories that are narrated by Cheyenne speakers and a virtual walkthrough of the fort, because the buildings aren't there. But if you wanted like kind of a video game style first person point of view, you can work your way through this kind of like a video game. It's a virtual walkthrough. Yeah, the fort, which is fun because then you can really, it helps you imagine what it would have looked like out there. Visit the buildings, learn trivia about it. We have artifacts out on display again, which has been really great. Those have been packed away for a couple years. And so you can see things firsthand. You can see things with the aid of videos and whatnot. But it's just a whole different way to learn about the people who are there in the stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's one of those situations. I once asked you, why don't we just rebuild the fort?
Yeah.
But you gave a fantastic reason. And is it okay if we talk about
sure,
that?
Sure.
Tell me the reason why we don't rebuild
that
fort.
Okay, so two reasons. One, it's an archaeological site. If you build buildings over where old buildings were, you can't do archaeology there anymore. But secondly, and I think most importantly, the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1868 said that the government was giving this area back to the native peoples who lived here. And now state government is back. You can come visit the site. Right. And so I think it would be kind of disrespectful to just totally rebuild the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now we're trying to make it a place where everybody feels welcome. The Cheyenne, the Lakota, the Crow, the Arapaho, and the people who want to study the military history. We want everybody to feel welcome there.
Absolutely. And it's our history.
Yeah.
As a nation. Shared. It's our history together. Now, let's talk about some things that are going to be going on up there.
Yeah.
You've got some fantastic events that are coming up. And I mean coming up, folks. Clear May. What can we expect from the Cheyenne Powwow May 23rd?
Yes. So this will be the second time we've worked with our Cheyenne advisors and neighbors to bring something like this. We will have on Saturday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. It may not be a full powwow. We're still trying to feel it out and see what kind of participation we can get, interest. But we will have a speaker on Cheyenne history and culture. Cheyenne songs will be performed by the Last Bear Drum Group.
Oh, wow.
And we did this last year, and it was just a really great way to share the Cheyenne culture, ask questions from the people who live it, and it's just a really good community building afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you know, it's one of those events where you get kind of a sneak peek into a beautiful culture.
Yeah.
And every time I go, or I've been able to witness like little tiny aspects of powwows and dances. It's just, I'm in awe every single time. And it's just so beautiful. It's fantastic to be there. It's fantastic to witness something like that. Now, there's also a bird walk coming up. And, you know, I knew some people who just had a bird walk and they were packed. I think people are really looking forward to getting out there.
Yes. And this is our first of 3 bird walks. We're having 2 more in June. And so this one is on May 28th at 9 a.m. Meet at the Interpretive Center. The admission fee is $4 per adult, but kids are free. And we will have, we did have an interpretive ranger who did educational and naturalist programming, but she just got promoted and is now the new site superintendent at Keyhole State Park. So I can't say Ranger Mary anymore. I'll say Superintendent Mary, right, is coming over to lead this bird walk. And I affectionately call her a bird nerd. I don't really care about birds except when she's talking about them. She makes you care about them. She's so excited about it. And so it's really fun. It's really contagious. So now I care about birds. And and it's for everybody, experienced birders, newbies, just want to learn, just want to go for a walk, come out. It's for all age ranges and experience levels.
Now, being out there at the fort, there's not a whole lot of ground or a whole lot of cover, not a whole lot of shade out there.
No.
So when you're going out there, make sure you're dressing for weather.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Bring your water, bring a hat, sunscreen. They'll probably go back down towards Piney Creek, which has some shrubs and trees, and a lot of birds hang out there. And so, prepare for weather. And it's an easy hike. It's pretty flat.
You're all living here in Wyoming, if you're listening to this, I imagine. So make sure you got that umbrella just in case, because we all know how afternoons get around here. So make sure you're prepared for just about anything. Fantastic bird opportunity. And I know there's a lot of individuals out there who like to go out there and see that. Make sure that you bring some binoculars, I would imagine.
Yes. And we may even have a few extra pairs if you don't have binoculars.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. And it sounds like, enthusiasm is infectious.
It is.
As you were saying.
Yeah.
You might not think that you're interested in birds. You just want to take a walk. And then all of a sudden, you find yourself Googling things when you get home. She said this. We better look it up. Make sure that, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity. All right. Now, you've also got big plans for something that is kind of the big news coming out of the fort. The exhibit grand opening.
Yes.
And Bozeman Trail Day.
Yes.
Now, so, June.
Yeah, June 13th. The fort is open now. We opened Friday, and we're open during the month of May, Wednesday through Sunday in the afternoon. But June 13th is our big grand reveal of the big exhibits. We have our permanent exhibits done. You can come in and experience it, but you can also go outside and do a lot of living history and archaeological things out there. The fort used to host Bozeman Trail Days, so we're reviving it this year. And there's going to be just so much. Cavalry and infantry talks, bugle demos, a teepee raising, period music will be played, weapons demonstrations. And the State Historic Preservation Office is bringing the archaeological fair up here. So they will be here, too, and host at lateral throwing, which is like tossing a spear with another piece of wood. And it's kind of tricky, so you can try your hand at that. Flint napping, all sorts of things. This is the 160th anniversary of Fort Phil this year.
Really?
And so we are having just this huge day full of everything.
That's going to be a fantastic event. At lateral throwing, I got an opportunity to throw one of those. I needed work.
Yeah, it takes skill.
It takes
sure.
skill. But boy, once you got it, because the gentleman who was, you know, kind of displaying this thing and allowing us to throw it, he was spot on. Holy cow, that guy could hit a flea. He
right.
was amazing.
I mean, it's how people hunted.
Oh, yeah.
Survival and depended on it.
Flint napping yeah. is something that a lot of people do as like a hobby now. Mm-hmm. Because I'm here to tell you, once you start getting into that, because that same gentleman who showed me the outline showed me how to flint nap.
Yeah.
He even gave me a little kit that I now
awesome.
Carry around. I got my own little napper that he taught awesome. Me how to do it. And once you start doing this, all of a sudden, it kind of becomes like a tick. I got to go nap something, you know? And it's fantastic that the archaeologists are going to be up there because this place is super rich in human history.
Mm-hmm.
Way prior.
12,000 years of human history.
Yeah, 12,000 years.
Or more, yeah.
How incredible is that?
It's hard to fathom.
When you look at your site, because you've spent a lot of time up there, and on one of those midnight walks that we did for Halloween back in the day, I took my daughter and I kind of just took her off to the side.
Yeah.
And we were so lucky because the moon was just right out there. And I told her, I want you to think about being a soldier manning the wall. And you hear the wolves off in the distance and you know nobody's coming. It's just you and these wolves.
Yeah.
You're the guard at the gate. And it puts things into perspective. You've stood out there for many, many hours, I'm sure, looking out in the distance. What are some of the things that come to your mind when you think about this particular piece of land and the history that it has meant to humans forever?
That's a really great question. Thank you. I think it's very easy to see why so many tribes were fighting to preserve it. It was, the Cheyenne explained to me, it was kind of like a neutral area. It's where everybody went to hunt to get their lodge poles. Like, it was just such a good place for everything you needed for survival. And then you have the military and white settlers coming through, but you can see why they settled there too, because it has everything you need.
Yeah.
And so you can see both sides of the story. And on one hand, you have all these people who've been there for thousands of years. They are thriving. And then you have the soldiers and their families, and they're starving, and they don't know how to use the land to survive. And they are just really trying to survive.
Yeah.
There's such two different stories, and it's a beautiful place. And then it's winter, and you have snowdrifts all the way up to the top of the stockade walls that are 8 feet tall. And then you think, oh, yeah, what did Colonel Carrington think then? Like, oh, Jim Bridger was right. We shouldn't have built a fort here. Like, I don't know. I think about all these people and the things that they've said and what a beautiful place it is, how harsh it can be. And your survival really depends on who you're with and your experience.
And it was so vital to the Western expansion as well. I don't think people really realize how critical that fort truly was at one time. The Bozeman Trail meant so much to so many, and especially, you know, when it came to expanding out to the West. And so, and then the conflicts out there.
Yeah.
The blood that was shed.
Yeah.
All of that means so much. It's such an important site, I think. And it's one that will always stick with me because it was my first visit that made me really value state history. And what our little state, you know, that some people would argue, you guys are just a flyover state, but we meant so much to Western expansion through this trail, through these forts, and the whole area meant so much to so many more.
Yeah.
Thousands of years before we even got here.
Yes. Yeah, this fort is just a tiny little 2-year blip in time.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that.
No, it's just 2 years. Yeah, that's it.
And the bravery of Portuguese Phillips.
Yeah.
And the ride that he made.
Yep.
That was a heroic ride. And folks, if you don't know that story, head out to the fort. Get to know this history. And now, head out to the fort and get to know this beautiful center. Something that you and I haven't gotten a chance to talk about, and I'm running out of time. So, and you know how I am.
Sherry, you're
going to have to forgive me. I go off on side tangents here. But it's so fascinating where you work and what you get to do every day. What were you thinking as the construction of this new center was really taking hold?
Yeah, it was just such a great opportunity to showcase more. I mean, you get to the site and sometimes people are disappointed. It's not Fort Laramie. We don't have buildings. And they think, what do we even do here?
Yeah.
And so now we have more of an opportunity to educate and share the history before we launch them to go outside and experience the site for themselves.
How many items were kind of back in safe that you would look at and you'd be like, man, I wish I could get this out there?
Oh, we have thousands of archaeological items. Yeah, we have a lot. Thousands of things. And so now we can rotate them through on exhibit.
Out of all the items that you've got, is it the journals that really own your heart, or is there something else?
We don't have the original journals, but we've got copies of them. And Captain Tenador Ten Eyck is just my favorite guy out there. I think he's a hoot. And I think so is the lady he employed as a servant, Susan. I think they're just two very fascinating people. And reading about the trouble that they would get into is just really, it's the people's stories. The people's stories. And we get to share those more now.
It makes everything so human.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it does.
You can relate. Maybe you've never been a soldier, but you've been, you know, a new person in a strange land or, you know, something you felt uncomfortable.
We've all been there.
Yes, we have.
We've all been the new kid in class.
That's right.
We've all been the new kid in any situation where you're looking around going, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make any friends.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the Skylab real quick, because this is something that you and I talked about previously.
Yes.
I really want this place to be a big success. And Skylab, I mean, this is really kind of the people's lab, isn't
it? Yeah. It is.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. So it's a giant telescope and we have the perfect place at the fort to view the night sky. It is so dark there on a new moon. People say how dark? And I say, well, my child was in front of me, but I couldn't see her. I could just hear her. I mean, it was pitch black last time I was out there with some telescopes. And so we've got volunteers who are actually getting it up and running this time. I know we've said it in the past. It's really happening now. And so on May 16th, there will be a Skylab work day. And if you're interested in helping get this telescope building operating so that the top can retract and we can use the telescope, then please let our coordinator know either by calling the fort at 307-684-7629 or emailing him. And you could call us for that email. And anyway, he won't show up if nobody else is coming. But if people want to come and help, he will be there. And so he's hoping to get it up and running. Maybe even use a telescope that night on these new moons, May 16th, June 13th, and July 11th.
Folks, this is a fantastic opportunity. Could you imagine having a Skylab in your backyard? Because that's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of sky watchers out there. So make sure that you get, all you got to do is just volunteer, help them get this thing active. This is really, really sensitive equipment though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we're looking for some volunteers, because some things have got to be moved.
Yeah, the building has settled, and so the ceiling, the roof is on a track, and right now the track can't rotate. So we can get it open, but we may not get the telescope pointed at the right part of the sky unless we can get the roof to rotate. So that's what we need help with.
All right.
Yeah.
So make sure that you get in contact with Sherry up there at the site. get on that list. Let's get this thing active. All right, real quick, run me down some of the dates. I got 1 minute left.
Okay.
What do we need to remember, my friend?
May 23rd, we're having a Cheyenne Day at the Fort, 6 p.m. May 28th at 9 a.m., there's a bird walk at Fort Phil Kearny. And on June 13th, we have got our exhibit grand opening and Bozeman Trail Day. Workday for the telescope is on May 16th, so please call the Fort if you would like to be involved. Or you can follow the Skylab at Fort Phil on Facebook.
Now, Sherry, you're going to have a busy summer, my friend.
Yeah, I'm coming back in 3 weeks to tell you about June events.
I know, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad we already got this scheduled.
Yes.
Because I'm not sure if I could get you in here again without having it already in the books. You're going to have a busy summer, and I am really, really looking forward to it.
Thank you
so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure seeing you.
Thank you. It's fun.
You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust customers, your next adventure could start with your debit card.
With the Rooted in Adventure sweepstakes, every eligible purchase earns you an entry.
Just use your First Federal MasterCard debit card now through July 31st.
Don't have one? Visit First Federal to get your card and start earning entries.
The more you use it, the more chances you'll receive.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago.
Or a $1,000 or $500 prepaid MasterCard.
Just go online to efirstfederal.bank for full details.
Do you have an electrical background? Looking for a nice daytime job with competitive wages and excellent benefits? Decker Cole is currently looking for a surface mine electrician. An MSHA certification for low, medium, and high voltage is required, along with 1 year of experience performing mine electrical work. Applications available now at the Sheridan Workforce Center. Pick yours up today. Decker Cole Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Elizabeth,
JT,
and Dr. Dempsey with EBIA Hearing and Sound. May is Better Hearing and Speech Month. We invite you to take a proactive approach to your overall health and reconnect to the vibrant and beautiful world through better hearing.
Connection is a key to happiness. Enhance your joy, protect your mental acuity, and find ease in communication through better hearing. Our staff offers comprehensive hearing exams, tinnitus support, prescriptive hearing aids, and more.
Celebrate Better Hearing and Speech Month. Call today, 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
Doug, is it possible to make my five-year-old truck feel new again?
Absolutely, Bob. Send it to the detail shop at Waring Chevrolet.
Well, what are you going to do?
Deep interior cleaning, exterior polish, and that showroom shine.
Even my dog hair situation?
Especially your dog hair situation.
My truck might have looked better than when I bought it new.
Happens all the time.
That's detailing the Waring way.
The kind that keeps people coming back.
Schedule your detail today. Call the Waring Detail Shop, 673-6794. Stop by 409 Broadway.
Okay, Saturdays in Sheridan just got more useful. Synergy Shop and Minion's open house is every Saturday from 11 to 2 with serious shop space for your RV, boat, trailer, and business. Big doors and high ceilings for lifts or storage. Come walk through, take a look, and see what you can do with it. Donna Garland with Sheridan Realty Associates built and designed these units, and she'll be on site to open every door and answer every question. Synergy Shop and Minion's on East Rich Roads just past Coca-Cola.
Gas prices up, summer plans adding up? Sounds like you could use a little budget boost. Enter the Fuel Up for Adventure sweepstakes presented by ERA Carroll Realty. Two lucky winners will each receive a $150 gas card to Farmers Co-op plus $150 in Chamber Bucks. Need new cowboy boots, fishing gear, dinner out, something shiny? Chamber Bucks work at grocery stores, restaurants, sporting goods, farm and ranch stores, and more. Enter now through May 20th on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com. Presented by ERA Carroll Realty.
From Billings to Buffalo, this is the News Talk Station, FM 103.9 and 930 AM, KROE.
KROE, Sheridan.